No doubt you'll hear a lot about Pennsylvania's swing voters this year in the run-up to the presidential election.
The Pennsylvania county that voted for President Obama two times before going red in 2016.
Two key swing districts in Pennsylvania.
An Obama voter flipped to Trump in 2016.
Usually, swing voters refers to those who can be convinced to vote either for Republicans or Democrats. But there's another swing voter less talked about, those who either vote occasionally or not at all. As part of Keystone Crossroads' Embedded 2020 project, reporter Miles Bryan has spent time in Reading, where the instability of poverty often keeps potential voters on the sidelines.
For Jen, Reading represented opportunity.
Buying a house, getting jobs, building a family.
She grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood in the Bronx. It was cramped, and she constantly worried about violence. Housing in Reading was cheap, and lots of Latinx people from New York were moving there. So about a decade ago, Jen dropped out of high school and headed out. She found work doing data entry and filling orders at local warehouses. Along the way, she had two feisty boys.
He's playing first.
No, I'm playing first.
Sit down. Okay, sit. Just sit.
But a few years ago, Jen got involved with a man who abused her. That's why we're not using her real name. He wouldn't get a job or watch the kids, and she had trouble making rent. One night, Jen got a call from her landlord. It was an eviction notice.
Well, it was like, hey, you got 10 days.
Over the next couple of years, that happened three more times. She's 25 now.
I felt hopeless. Like, okay, where are we going? We don't have family here. We don't have anyone here. How are we going to do this?
More than a third of the people in Reading live below the poverty line, and eviction is a huge deal here. The most recent data show that three households are evicted in Reading every day, more than any city in Pennsylvania outside of Philly. Ask people here what issues they care about, and you're gonna hear about housing. But even though housing is an issue shaped by policy and politicians, the nature of it, the constant moving and never thinking past a week or two out, can make it hard for people like Jen to even engage in politics. Jen's never voted here. She doesn't see the point.
I don't feel like home here. I don't. But my kids, I know they're safe. So I just live with it.
Reading is consistently at the bottom of the list of major cities in Pennsylvania for voter turnout. Political science has long drawn a connection between voting and resources. If you have less money and free time, you're less likely to vote. But Marquette University political science professor Amber Wachowski says housing instability specifically affects political participation.
If you are a frequent mover and you don't have enough time to kind of build deep roots within the community, get to know your neighbors, you may be less likely to be exposed to the sorts of social conversation and social pressure that can also make us more likely to be engaged in political life.
Hello.
Hello.
Reading native Giovanna Lee has lived that experience. Money has always been tight. She stays home with her four kids. Her husband supports the family on just $13 an hour. But as recently as last summer, they were making it work. Their apartment was small, but it was theirs. After almost a year and a half there, they even got friendly with some of the neighbors.
4th of July kind of brought the block together.
We came out.
Yeah, everybody came out. We did our own, you know, everybody put in with the fireworks. Kids. The kids was out.
But just a few days after that, the bottom fell out. Giovanna's husband lost his wallet with a preloaded debit card that had their rent money. They were evicted by August. Since then, the couple and their four kids have been staying on a blow-up mattress and some couches in a relative's cramped apartment.
It's me, my husband, and the two toddlers.
Every night on that air mattress?
Yes. Yes.
How many hours a night do you think you get to sleep right now?
Maybe five. Unbothered, maybe five. Because we're always waking up.
Giovanna has voted. She cast a ballot for Barack Obama in 2008. She said she voted for Obama in 2012, too. In 2016, she thought about voting, but was uninspired by the candidates and chose to sit it out. Most recently, in Reading's 2019 mayoral election, Giovanna said she just didn't have the headspace to even think about voting.
If you have a living situation and everything's stable, your mind has more things to focus on other than trying to find a home, trying to keep money in the house. Of course, you could be more active with the community, but when you're in a situation like this, your mind is so overwhelmed with trying to get stable that you can't think of anything other than trying to put yourself in a home.
The impact of eviction pulls at the communal life of kids in Reading, too. Giovanna's 13-year-old daughter, Jayana, had to switch middle schools when they were evicted. She'll likely have to switch again when they find a new place.
I'm usually just by myself, you know. I keep myself in, like, a faraway distance. So my friend group's a little tiny.
High turnover in schools is such a big problem in Reading that a few years ago, the district got rid of all school mascots. Here's Superintendent Khalid Mumin.
If you have a kid that may be at four elementary schools in one school year, they're not sure if they're a tornado or if they are a Viking.
Now, no matter where they're living, every public school kid in Reading knows one thing for sure. They're a Red Knight. Jen was worried about the effect of constant moving on her boys, too. She said for a while, they didn't know where they lived.
There's times where they're like, Mom, when are we going home? And it's like, I want to go to the other house. But they're not understanding that was just for a moment, you know.
Jen hopes her new apartment can be more permanent. Last summer, her abuser went to prison. And a few months later, she got a rent-subsidized place through a local nonprofit. A lucky break in a city where thousands of families apply for public housing every year. She's got a new job as a home health care aide. She's working to finish her high school degree. And she's even paying a little more attention to politics.
I definitely like Bernie Sanders. I've been seeing him do like things for people, homeless people, definitely with hunger.
But Jen still hasn't put down roots in Reading. She doesn't know her neighbors and drives back to the Bronx to see her family every chance she gets. When asked if she would vote in the next election, she said, hopefully. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.
Keystone Crossroads Embedded 2020 Project is election year coverage that puts people, not politicians, at the center. You can find out more. Go to whyy.org/embedded2020. And tune in this afternoon during All Things Considered for another story from Miles Bryan in Reading.